Ellen Weiss had been with National Public Radio for many, many years. And I wonder, what are you looking for in the next person who's going to lead the NPR news division?
Well, in the aftermath of Ellen resigning from the position of head of news, I've put in place an interim head of news who's doing a terrific job so far. And we are going to begin a national search to find out who is going to be leading NPR news in the next era. So it'll take a number of months for that to happen. So stand by. In the meantime, work continues unabated. We have a lot of news to cover.
A lot of listeners, of course, were shaken when they found out what happened over the Juan Williams incident. What do you think it's going to take to regain that public trust?
Well, I think that what we need to do is just keep doing what we're doing. We provide a vital service in this country. Our audience is growing. Our audience wants us to succeed. They need, so I understand from surveys and from listening to the people that tune in to their local NPR member stations, that they want us to continue delivering unbiased, high-quality, independent journalism. We offer more foreign reporting than any other broadcast entity in this country. We cover beats that no one else covers. We have a dedicated reporter on religion, a dedicated reporter covering rural issues. We have dedicated reporters on subjects that, on science, on the arts, entire units, on areas that other news organizations have simply abandoned. And so we will continue to deliver that coverage and to grow that coverage and to continue to listen to the audience and serve them as best we can.
NPR is holding these listening sessions around the country, including one here at WMFE in Orlando this week as we're taping this interview. And I wonder, you know, who's coming to those types of events and what are you hoping to learn from the people that come in?
Well, it's a very important process as we review the news code of ethics that certainly it's critical that we have reporters involved with that process and NPR journalists who make the journalism happen every day. But it's also we are national public radio and the public is our listeners. And so we want to know what they have to say and we want them to look at our news code of ethics, which is on our website and available to anyone in the world who wants to review it. And we want to know what they think. Does this sound right to them? Is this what they expect from NPR? Do they understand it? Is it clear? Is it consistently applied? So those are the kinds of questions that we're asking folks, and it's been a very, very fruitful process so far.